Greetings, fellow historians. This is Rich Berglund for the Hampton Bays Historical Society. The delicious history of New England chowder dates back to at least the 1700s, with most historians agreeing that the hearty mollusk-laden fare got its origins from either French, Nova Scotian, or English settlers. Its popularity grew quickly, and by as early as the 1840s, it appeared on the menu of many eateries in the Northeast. The majority of recipes of the New England version consist of clams, potatoes, onions, milk or cream, and usually a type of salted pork. Many a Twin Fork fisherman has employed blackfish, pollock, halibut, monkfish, bass, cod, or eel to make for a fine selection of fish chowders. The introduction of Manhattan clam chowder, a style of the briny broth that uses tomatoes or tomato paste instead of milk, caused a debate of palatable taste. This discourse apparently reached a crescendo in 1939 when a Maine legislator actually introduced a bill outlawing the use of tomatoes in the making of chowder. If you possess items of our rich local past that you'd like to share or donate, contact us at 728-0887 or at hbhps.org. And let's remember, shining a light on our past always makes for a brighter future.